See, this is someone who needs no introduction, and I'm going to get him before he disappears. So while there's still a fear in his eyes...
I am a bit petrified, actually. That was like being thrown to the lions. I feel like Gladiator. I feel, what's the main guy in Gladiator when he had to get in the back of one of those chariots? I feel like I'm the guy who's been given no sword, but like a manual on social media and told to go and conquer everybody who attacks him. Yeah, hello.
Where are we then, Phil?
We're in our mecca of digital creative head fucks called Antenna on Notch Tuesday night.
So tonight, what's been going on and what moments have stood out for you? Who have you enjoyed meeting?
Rob's always a brilliant, insightful character. You know, the guy's walked and talked the whole business acumen, in the right place at the right time. Very inspirational character, very determined. You know, can spot trends when things are going to be good and get out quickly. He's got a very good eye for strategy. And it's refreshing to actually have a speaker that is more about, you know, how I did it, what you should look out for, rather than me. So best night at Notch Tuesday for a long time. I don't know if that's because of Notch Tuesday per se or if it's the space. I'd like to see Rob do an investors meeting every month. I'd like to see Notch Tuesday, second Wednesday, and then a third gather with 20-odd people. Angel investors, venture capital, you know, if you really want to ignite the tech industry in Nottingham, you know, let's cut out the bullshit. Let's cut out this whole sort of, yeah, there's a buzz, there's a scene. Let's make the scene. Let's get investors in. There's money in Nottingham. We just need to prove that it needs to be put in the right projects.
We are the scene. And I think the tech, bringing everything together. Next, I want you to tell me, what is your new tech combination, gadgets, Phil?
I had a bit of an issue about 2 weeks ago in that my power supply went pop, and I had a bit of a Connery at the time, not a Sean, more of a head one, and I thought my laptop had blown up after 4 years, but it was a power supply, and I luckily borrowed a power supply off you and tried that and it worked, but I didn't really want to spend £50 on a power supply and still have the same problem of carrying, carting around this 4.5 year old laptop that needs two clips on the side of it to hold the screen together. So I bought a wireless keyboard today because I had a bit of retainer money that came through, and it is my new mobility package. It, as of iOS 4.0 and up, you can use Bluetooth keyboards with any iOS device, so that would be an iPad or an iPhone or an iTouch. And I've got an iPod Touch 4th generation, the latest one, and it just means I can do blogging on the go, you know, faster.
It does look brilliant. And I say, to finish up, I've asked this question to a few people tonight. If you could only keep 3 technology platforms, tools, services, what would they be?
Fibercamp.
Okay, Phil.
That's
so
fiberca.mp.
So that's fiberca.mp?
Yeah. They're social tools that nobody's using yet, but we'll be familiar with in the next 6 months.